B-Pod Studios.
Our morning show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:41. Brian's on vacation. See, now, you, LBF.
I feel like you should have led with, I'm back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, just so you know.
On day two?
Right. Well, just, you know.
I did that day one. That was yesterday. But you want a day two.
Day two.
LBF's back. Brian, who? I don't know, Brian. I don't know
why start with a Nick?
Why should they? Well, I was going to say, you had a great week's weather.
I did.
For your vacay. Brian's got Tropical Storm Isaias.
Yeah, Isaias, which I'm literally Isaias. Going to pull a muscle. Saying,
I know. We need to move on
Isaias.
To what comes
it's
after
It's a great
I.
name. It's just I feel like every time I look at it and need to read it, it's something's going to
Your
break.
Brain wants to do something else
yes,
with it, right?
Yes.
I.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
Isaias. Isaias. It's a
yeah,
nice name.
Cite the vowels.
Can I ask a stupid question?
You always do.
Okay. Good to know. You know, that was really funny. The girl who filled in last week said the same thing.
Yeah, really?
Forgot her name already.
Nice.
I kid.
Tracy.
I kid. So is that a boy's name? Or a girl's name.
Isaias?
Yeah.
I assumed it was a boy's name. It looked masculine to me.
That's what I thought. But it could be a girl's name.
And I say that not, like, I say that like like masculine, feminine in
yes,
Spanish.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But we don't know, do we?
No, I'll Google it.
No,
I've had
no.
so much time, I'm spending so much time trying to pronounce it that I haven't
Isaias.
Been able to do anything.
You think there's somebody on the road who knows? And maybe somebody who's up early and can call 888-410-1057?
Yeah.
I don't know. Isaias, if you're even saying it right. Anyway, so here's how this is going to shake down. Thunderstorms this morning already. So mostly cloudy. Windy today and a high of 83. Winds about 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
Isaias.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's about what's going to sound like that.
It is. Tonight.
Rips through the trees.
Tropical conditions tonight. Windy down to 71. And windy actually picking up tonight, 35-mile-per-hour winds.
Is it going to be cooler?
You know, I think tomorrow it will be cooler. It'll blow in or blow out the humidity, but still high 90 tomorrow.
It's hot.
I know.
And I can't do anything. I feel like one of those big cats that's just like, you know, like walks five steps and it's too
just
hot. And
lays
it's like,
down in the sun. Do you lick your paws?
Yeah, yeah. Well, usually there's chocolate on them.
Or Cheetos.
Or Cheetos, exactly.
That's funny. I can see it. You painted a picture. All right, so that's your weather there. Today you're going to feel like a big fat cat.
Yep.
And what's wrong with that? It's 74 now. Hey, we didn't get a winner yesterday with our new song scramble. But Ed
from
Franklin,
Canton.
Another Canton guy.
0-2-0-2-1, baby.
He got three of the five.
Nice.
Okay. So Ed's doing the work that Americans don't want to do.
Exactly.
And, he got three. So that means you just need the last two today. We'll give you a chance about 8 o'clock to do that. For great. $1,000 and then maybe a million.
It's amazing.
What a show.
I know.
What a show.
We done yet?
Oh, it's just getting started, LBF.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it is 6:19, LBF. Who is sponsoring this cool stuff?
Amtrak.
Oh, thank you, Amtrak.
Yeah, when you're ready to travel, Amtrak is ready for you. With limited booking to support physical distancing and a mask on policy, we can all travel safe. Book now at Amtrak.com.
All right. So these are the top 10. I'll only read five because, you know, it gets kind of basic. Of the top little things we look forward to each day.
Little things. Okay.
Here, see if there's anything missing. Number five, sitting down and having some peace and quiet. That's
yep.
number five.
That's a nice thing.
Wow. Number four, I've always mentioned this, getting into bed with fresh sheets.
Yeah,
huh?
But, yeah.
Nice.
I just don't want to be the one to change them.
Yeah, it's, you know, well, have your help do that.
Okay.
Well, you don't have
Lucy.
Help?
Lucy.
Number three, eating dinner.
Yeah.
Top, these are the things we look forward to every night. Little things. Number two, going the night, going to sleep. That's
yeah.
number two. You know what number one is?
What?
I'm surprised, because we don't do much of it. Watching TV at night. That's the number one thing that people in the real world look forward to.
I watch TV like my night. from 4 to 7.
Is that your night?
Yes.
Okay.
So I catch all the good stuff.
That's your number one
top feel? 100 years old.
You know what feels good? I noted this the other day at the house after we had a few folks over, relatives.
Yeah.
What's better than being in your bathing suit all day, LBF, and then putting your clothes back on? Dry, nice underwear with a nice pair of shorts. Is that one of the top feels?
I'm going to give you this, even though by you saying it, it sounds so weird.
Yeah.
There is nothing like it being a hot day and spending the day in the pool in a bathing suit.
Right.
And you cool down, and then, my God, you get dressed, and you're like, I feel so refreshed.
That is one of the top feels. You should try that.
Isn't
it's great.
Bob flexing because he's in the pool.
No, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Beach girl last week in the vineyard. Crashing Obama's beach.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
Okay.
I was almost arrested, but that's all right.
It would have been worth it. All right, what's cool?
Well, you know what really gives me the feels?
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies.
There you go.
And today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And here's the thing.
You have a fun fact?
I do have a fun fact.
Okay.
They were made by accident, if you didn't know this, in Whitman, Massachusetts.
Oh, so was I.
Where are you? In Whitman?
No, an accident.
Oh, yeah.
I think
all the good things are.
See, that's how that goes.
It was
the last child usually is, but go ahead.
The inn was called the Toll House Inn, and in 1938, Ruth Graves Wakefield, missed three names. Everybody with three names is cool.
Okay.
Planned making regular chocolate cookies, but got the idea of throwing in chunks of chocolate into it, and the chocolate did not mix well with the cookie, and instead it filled it up with tasty chunks of chocolate, and there you have the Toll House
cookie. Isn't that great? Can you imagine that? The best part is she probably apologized to everybody, like, I'm sorry. It's just, I don't know. It was a disaster. I ran out, so this is the best I could do.
My mother does that when she cooks. We're like, this is delicious. What's in it? She's like, I don't really know.
There you go.
Like, okay. She got famous, and then Nestle reached out to her and agreed to add her recipe to the wrapper in exchange for a lifetime of free cookies. She took it.
She took that
That's
deal?
A woman after my own stomach.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll take that.
Free cookies?
Money. Who needs money?
Wow. That Nestle. Seriously?
Yeah.
They know better.
But her recipe lives on.
Took advantage of Miss whoever her name is.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Wakefield.
We don't know. Top five sports teams, the most valuable sports teams.
Now?
Right now are the Golden State Warriors. They're worth $4.3 billion. The Lakers, $4.4 billion. The New York Knicks, no one knows why, $4.6 billion. Your New York Yankees, they're worth $5 billion. And the Dallas Cowboys are number one at $5.5 billion. God, you should have bought a sports team.
I just watched a really good documentary on the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I
Why don't you
would.
Tell me? Okay.
It actually has a feminist bend to it, so you might be turned off.
No. Do they have
uniforms But they
on?
Still have women
then
in
that's
uniforms.
Fine. Okay, good. I'm all in.
Be like, blah, blah, blah. Kick, kick. Cheer.
Numbers. All right, the Sox are number 16. They're only worth $3.3 billion.
Oh, losers.
Losers. And the Pats are worth more than the Sox, $4.1 billion at number 7.
Nice.
Bob Kraft, huh? What an investment that was.
Sure was.
Remember when people laughed at him for saying, you're going to buy a football team for $175 million?
And he laughed and laughed and laughed right back.
He did laugh, and he still is.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Brian's on vacation. LBF is back. We're just trying to keep the plate spinning here, and that's all we can do, right?
Right.
That's it. So we are watching Tropical Storm. I think we got the pronunciation from Romero.
Yes,
down the hall.
Down the hall.
Isaias.
Yes.
Isaias. He said, don't try so hard.
Yeah.
People are trying way too hard. Isaias. He says it better. It flows.
No kidding.
And you said he smelled better, too.
Oh, he does.
Well, you don't want a guy at 6 o'clock wearing that much cologne, do you?
He wasn't wearing too much. He had the perfect scent.
Mm.
Yeah. Just so you know.
he
smelled real good.
Okay, fine. He's down the hall if you want to go see him.
Look good, too. Anyway.
I asked him a simple question. How do you pronounce this tropical storm?
And it made my morning.
The way he had a flair about himself.
Yes, yeah, it's
Isaias.
Nice.
Isaias is coming, and it is going to bring winds of 30 miles an hour today. So a high of 83, chance of rain 80%, could start this morning with some thunderstorms. Nothing worse than a morning thunderstorm as you're trying to make your way to work.
Or the beach. Sorry.
Sorry, Brian Bell.
Yeah.
So here is the Million Dollar Scramble, the latest one. I'm going to give you guys a chance to listen to it before we do it at 8 o'clock for a chance at $1,000. It's the last two we need. Ed Franklin knew the first three at 5 o'clock last night, LBF. So at 8 o'clock, we'll see if we can wrap it up.
Okay.
Ed's from your hometown.
Ed is from Canton.
Do you know Ed Franklin?
I do. He's a big fan of the show.
Oh.
And he shows up at a lot of our events.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, good luck. Try it again at 8 o'clock. Okay, coming up, Dirty Laundry, LBF, what do we have?
If you had $15 million? $15 million, what would you buy? Because The Rock just bought something, and it's interesting to me.
I wouldn't buy what he bought.
You wouldn't?
No.
No?
No way. Good luck.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
He's got money to burn, though.
I know. Isn't it nice?
That's the deal.
For him.
Not my last $15 million. No. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at the laundry. LBF, what's the latest?
What did The Rock buy for $15 million? That is probably a mistake.
I think it's a mistake.
But first, let's talk about love.
Oh.
Shall we?
Why not?
Okay.
Love the love.
Bachelorette. You love it. So, Bachelorette Claire Crowley is being replaced because she's fallen in love with a contestant, and by mid-season, she's like, yeah, I'm all set.
See, I love it.
Do you?
Well, what
I
happens
feel like
if you were on the show?
Yeah.
And then you fell for Dave.
Yeah.
And then you got to, you know,
make out with some other people and go to the fantasy suite.
You don't want to do that.
Speak for yourself, sir. I don't like,
Dave,
I feel like
contractually
she needed to go through the whole thing.
The fantasy suites.
Just because you go into a fantasy suite doesn't mean that you create the fantasy.
Or you don't have to make the fantasy come true.
Exactly.
Okay.
I've lived an entire life like that. Sorry, Dave.
Wow.
So anyway, she fell, spoiler alert, for Dale Moss. Rumor has it that they're engaged.
Yeah.
He's one of the contestants. So now the contestant Tayshia Adams is taking her place. Beautiful girl.
I think it's Tayshia.
Tayshia?
I heard somebody else say that.
Well, it looks like Tayshia, and I
think
Tayshia,
it's Tayshia.
But then I
think it's ICS too.
Right.
ICS. TCIS. Yeah, Tayshia.
I need phonetic spelling.
I know.
All the time because I don't know how to read.
Okay.
Special ties.
Well, these are not your normal names. This is, you know.
Tayshia is a pretty.
The way it's spelled.
Yeah, the way it's spelled.
Okay. So she's the new Bachelorette.
She is the new Bachelorette. I don't know how they're going to continue on with this during COVID-19.
Right?
I really don't.
How are they all going to get in the hot tub?
I don't know. It's COVID soup. I just don't know. I was always afraid for them because of strep throat. Now it's even worse. All right. Another lovely love news. Lifetime is picking up, guess what? Not one, not two, not three, but six seasons of Married at First Sight.
Nice.
Have you seen that?
Nice.
I loved it.
It's great.
It's just.
I like the one in Australia.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Good?
Yeah.
The one that they just did on Netflix that I saw, not in Australia, in America, it's just the content we need right now.
Mm-hmm.
Complete mindless nothingness.
Yeah. Just trying to get to know somebody you've married.
Yes, right? I know. Isn't that crazy?
Just, no, it's not good.
Could you ever do that?
Never. Well, how
like,
hot?
Wait a minute. Oh,
what?
My God. You're careful. You're shallow.
No,
showing.
No. I mean, how hot was the weather
do
that day?
Do you think that if you had met Carolyn on day one and they said, all right, Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Do you think it would have worked out?
Yeah.
Or did you like the getting to know part was better?
Well, I instantly was attracted to her.
I don't know about
the moment we met.
That's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a little while with Dave.
Yeah.
So
he grows on you.
No, I was stupid.
Okay,
but that's all right.
Fine.
All right. Speaking more love, Portia de Rossi is standing by Ellen. She posted on her Instagram, I stand by Ellen.
Uh-huh.
So it's very clear to all the fans. We see you. Thank you for your support.
Oh, that's great.
Ellen had gone. Ellen is just
Did
really
Ellen
on
buy
fire.
Her Portia for staying with?
No, she probably took her to some. They always go to these like animal retreats in Africa. Like they went to this giraffe hotel. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
They come to your balcony.
They come to your balcony, yeah. Like kind of Jurassic Park, but with giraffes.
Yeah.
Giraffics Park.
Giraffics
Park.
Okay.
Zac Efron is planning to leave the country, by the way. He has a new show on Netflix. I think it's Netflix.
Where
he just
he going?
Travels all Australia. He's sick of Hollywood, not yeah. America.
Right.
Just Hollywood. He wants to get away from all of it. So he's going to go there.
That would be a nice pick.
It's, I know.
If you're leaving the country.
That's a good place to go.
They speak English.
Yep. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Got that. Beautiful,
you know,
beaches.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. No, that'd be one of my picks.
All right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, what he spent $15 million on that you think is a big mistake.
Yeah.
He is now the new owner of the XFL, which I thought was a size.
Extra
blanking large.
Yeah.
That's what usually I say.
That's
I'm the owner of the XFL, too. It just happens to be a T-shirt.
Extra effing large. Okay.
So do you think that's a mistake?
I do.
Why?
Because they've tried the XFL so many times. It never works.
Never attractive, is it?
No.
The XFL
no.
never looks
hey,
good.
Listen, women's lingerie football didn't make it, okay? How is the XFL going to make it?
Maybe if you combine the two.
Oh, that'd be good.
Depending on the measurements.
I like it. So you take the women in their lingerie and the guys in their XFLs.
No, the women would just be wearing XFL lingerie. Extra.
No. Not happening.
No.
Sorry, Dwayne, you wasted 15.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, let's just have a little fun this Tuesday morning. LBF yesterday.
Don't make me.
No, we're going to. This is good. This is good. Yesterday, you told us about your innocent B&E breaking an entry at a private, exclusive beach. Right, in the vineyard.
That costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to
join.
To.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I'm
so
glad I did it.
Very innocently, B&E.
Yep.
Spent your whole day there.
Yep.
You showed me a picture of that beach. Wow, it's amazing.
It's amazing. You'll never see it.
No, I will not. Unless somebody leaves the gate open.
Yep, exactly.
Like, so just real quickly, you drove up.
So
right?
We drove up. We thought this beach was just like a isolated beach. And we drove through a gate, and it was great, and no one was there, and it was like, oh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my luck. Oh, my gosh, the greatest beach ever. And when we were leaving, we got up to the gate, and it was locked. We were locked into the most beautiful place on earth, and I didn't really enjoy that either. So
no.
We had to go back and ask people who were on the beach if they could let us out, and they were like, well, how'd you get in?
Oh.
You riffraff.
Right.
And we said the gate was open. Well, you need a key. And they have to lock it behind you, and so they let us out.
Right. Yeah. They were snarky, huh?
They were just annoyed that they had to get up from their $300 towel
right.
And help the poor people.
Okay.
Help me, I'm poor.
All right, so that was your innocent beanie. We've all done it.
Yeah, it was fun, though. I feel like I have like a little bit of like a scrappiness to me now.
Yeah,
like
now,
I'm like, I can break into something.
Okay.
I should have gone to a house while I was at.
Good to know, right? You could have been, the help. Just there to help.
Yep. I was just there to help
just
myself
there,
to the refrigerator.
Right, that's it. I had a B&E once.
Yeah?
I should confess to.
Okay.
It was totally innocent. So we were down in North Carolina many years ago, and we had my brother-in-law and sister-in-law came to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a Friday night. We may have had a couple of more, cocktails or Coronas than
usual.
We probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
Time to cook the steaks, Bob. I go to our grill. No propane. I said, dang, it's too late to go get propane. We got these beautiful steaks. So
this is a problem.
My brother-in-law says, hey, there's a grill in that house over there. And the lights are out. I said, yeah, you know what? They're gone.
Oh, you knew for a fact.
Yeah, because I knew the neighbors. And they were gone for the weekend.
Oh.
Told us to watch the house.
Oh.
Right?
So you watched yourself cook at their house.
So we did. Went over, fired up the grill.
Yeah.
Cook some steaks.
That's...
Well, here's where I went wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So while we were just on their deck, might have left a couple of Corona bottles. And so they returned Monday or Sunday, whenever. And the neighbor said, hey, Bob, it's the weirdest thing. There's Corona beers the bottles on our deck. Do you have any idea?
Did you confess?
No.
You said I have no idea?
I had no idea.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. First of all, any good criminal knows not to leave evidence behind.
I know, what amateur.
You could never kill anybody.
I just was on the spot. I said, I didn't know him that well. I'm like, gee, that's odd. Maybe some neighborhood kids were.
I really wish you'd been like, funny story.
I wish I did now. I should have said, yeah, we were in out.
But wow. I feel like that's a pretty good B&E. I would have been better if they were just out for the night, though.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like,
if we came back.
Then they came back and the grill was hot, and you're like, I don't know. smells of steak.
So that's my true confession. Let's see. If you have one, we got an awesome ROR t-shirt for the best true confession of your B&E. Like you said, you couldn't be prosecuted for it.
No, but it's just like, I can't believe I got away with that.
Can't believe I got away with it. What is yours? Maybe it was a neighborhood pool or a neighbor's pool.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, 888-410-1057. Best True Confession gets that awesome WROR t-shirt. We don't even have one.
I know.
What do you mean?
They don't come in XFL.
we'll give you the XFL size, as big as it gets. All right, 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF this week. Brian's on vacation. Seemed to be enjoying it.
Yeah, he had his feet at the beach. And
Those were his legs he texted to us?
Yeah, I know. Oh, they were very smooth.
I thought they were very smooth. I thought they were his wife's legs.
Well,
wow. He's got pretty legs.
Yeah, he should put on a pair of heels.
He could. There wasn't one hair on those legs.
No.
Does he shave them for the bike ride?
I don't know. I don't ask him his manscaping habits.
I think he does.
We'll have to. Yeah, we'll start that rumor anyway. Brian Bell shaves.
Yeah, his legs.
Yep.
Wow. I thought they were Kate's.
Nope, his.
They're pretty legs. Okay. Okay. So,
alrighty.
Anywho. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did a couple of times.
I did,
actually.
Sorry.
It's all right. All good here.
Okay, I'm sure it is. Because we're waiting for Tropical Storm Isaias. 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 Am I right? Am
I
right?
I don't know.
It's Isaias.
Yeah.
To arrive, and winds gusting to 35 miles per hour tonight. Tomorrow, some clouds and still windy, high of 90. 74 in Boston.
90?
90. I know. You were ready for that to blow away.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I know. I've been to the beach. It's over. I need some sweaters.
You need sweaters? Are you serious? I saw somebody on my Facebook page, I think it was last week during the heat wave, mm-hmm. while you were breaking and entering beaches,
mm-hmm.
Say they were ready for fall. No.
I'm not really ready for fall, but too I know soon. Who is, because my friend posted one of the, you know, big box stores has Christmas stuff out already.
Already?
Already.
Jeez.
That's a bummer.
That's a little too fast. You know why?
Why?
Well, they're not doing back to school.
Yep, they skipped right over it.
They skipped
it's
over
true.
Back to school, which was what you'd be hearing about now.
Yep.
Okay, LBF, yesterday we debuted the new song, Scramble, and we got zero correct. And then at 1 o'clock, Jason got one, Kim got the same one at 1, and 4 o'clock, Diane got one. But at 5 o'clock, Ed Franklin from your hometown got 3. He got the first
Sweet.
3. So Ed, I'm sure, is on standby. He wants to play at 8 o'clock again because he might know the last two. All right, here is Song Scramble number 8. Boom, there it is. Okay.
Boom, there it is.
There it is. So 8 o'clock coming up. We're going to give you a chance to unscramble. If you know the first three, Ed helped you.
Ed did. I love it when people do the work for me.
Right? Ed did the work Americans just don't want to do.
Exactly.
So that leaves you the fourth and fifth for $1,000 at 8 o'clock. Then in the running for $1,000,000. Okay, LBF, Dirty Laundry coming up.
We have some Bachelorette news.
Mm.
And Married at First Sight news, which I'm really...
Look at you, ear-to-ear grin.
I know, because they're the most ridiculous shows ever, and I never want to see them go away.
They never will. Don't worry about it. Let's get into the Dirty Laundry. It is 7:45 LBF.
I'm going to talk about Bob Bronson's favorite shows.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Bachelorette and Married at First Sight.
Okay.
Because Bob's fun.
You know what show I'm really into?
What?
Alone. Have you seen Alone?
No.
I'll tell you about that later.
It's very apropos of a pandemic and social distancing.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, haven't heard about it.
I don't think you could sit through it.
No. Challenge accepted.
We'll see.
Especially if there's food.
No, not a lot of food.
Bachelorette Claire Crawley is being replaced because she's already fallen in love with the contestant, Dale Moss. Middle of the show. Bye. See you later.
That's the idea. She fell in love.
You're supposed to finish the job.
Okay, so here you are, Bachelorette Lauren, right?
Okay. Am I thin and tall?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. I like this scenario.
You're wearing bikinis all the time.
All the time. Just at the grocery store.
Inappropriately small for you, but you don't care because you're Lauren the Bachelorette. You meet Dave.
Boy, that went really strange.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, you're the Bachelorette. You asked. So you meet Dave, one of the contestants, and you fell in love with his wit and charm.
Yep.
Now, that's it.
Do I continue looking?
You shouldn't.
Sometimes, like, I think of men as shoes.
Okay.
And, like, or, like, a good dress. Sometimes you find, like, the perfect pair or the perfect dress, but you got to shop around just a wee bit more just to make sure. Sometimes, even better, when it comes to shopping and dating. Sometimes I leave it at the store, and if I'm still thinking about it at home, I'll go back and get it. And that's my point. She should have just left it at the store, gone home, and then just finished the show.
Sample more shoes.
Yes, sample more shoes. You know,
okay.
I mean, you think
so
one
there's
fits.
There's no doubt, right?
There's no doubt.
Wow.
That's when you know you can't live without something.
That's pretty
shoes,
good.
Shoes, man.
You're good.
Right?
That's what Lauren's pretty good.
I am pretty good.
There you go.
I'm still
Dave. I just wanted to be really, really,
really
sure.
Really, really sure. So I'm going to go try on Joe over
here. That's it.
Anywho.
And Sean.
And Ryan. And
right.
Tyler.
Okay. Exactly.
Tayshia. Is that her name? Tayshia? Adams, I mean, will be taking her
looks
place.
Looks like it. Yeah.
Yep. Tayshia's going to be taking her place.
Good for her.
That's exciting. She was on season 23 of The Bachelor with Colton. Terrible dude, right? And season 6 of Bachelor in Paradise.
Is he the one who jumped the fence?
I think so. I don't know.
That was pretty cool.
She's been on a lot of these shows, which means she probably has a great immune system. Okay, and
mask
finally,
on.
Lifetime has picked up not one, but 6 seasons of Married at First Sight, which is an excellent show. If you want to kill a lot of brain cells.
It's garbage TV.
It's great, but it's
garbage
great.
Garbage in, garbage out.
It's like
out.
Twinkies, Devil Dogs, but TV.
It's junk food for TV.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Portia Rossi is standing by her wife, Ellen, because Ellen has
bought her a Porsche.
No. Ellen and Portia, I think they're both kind of not great people, so whatever. I just think that might be
twist.
True. But that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That the both of them are like just a little bit above it all. But Ellen has addressed the issues at her show. She's promising to have a less toxic work environment.
Oh, that's nice.
Everyone's calling for the canceling of Ellen and replacing her with all these people like Steve Carell and Harry Styles and Adam Sandler. And it's not going to happen.
They don't want to do it.
But anyway, I would watch Melissa McCarthy. I mean, the thing is that Ellen can keep her show. That's great. Good for her. Have a good environment. But bring on some of these ideas like Kristen Bell, Melissa McCarthy. I want more women on TV.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, not bachelorette types.
Hey, the show I'm watching, the two contenders are women.
Are they? All right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the new owner of the XFL, which I thought was a T-shirt size.
Yeah.
But it's not.
What would the F stand for?
You know. Can't believe I'm actually in an XFL. That's what I'm going to call it instead of an L or an M.
Extra.
Large.
Good.
All right. Can you tell me about Alone before you tell me about your crush?
Okay. Yes. Alone is a show my brother-in-law, Dennis, turned me on to.
Okay.
He's a wilderness guy. He's a hunter, fisherman, survivalist, all that. And so he said, give it a spin. What it is they take 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
They drop them off into the Arctic regions of Canada on this lake in a mountainous area around.
Near Fairmont?
No, there's no Fairmont Hotel.
Right, I'm out.
You have to build your own shelter. They give you a tarp, a lighter of some sort, and a pot to cook in, but not to blank in.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all. You're on your own. Find a tree. And they have to survive for 100 days for $1 million.
Do you die? Is it the Hunger Games? What happens?
No, you can tap out.
They
give
out.
You a satellite phone. You have to find your own food in the wilderness.
Do you have to kill things?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a lot of that going on. You couldn't
really?
Oh, my God.
How about berries? Berries are nice.
They eat some berries. That's nice.
Uh-huh. Are they getting thin? Is it like a nice diet?
Super thin.
Right?
It's better than going to jail.
That's the thing.
That's it.
Survivalists are never chubby.
No, they're not. Check it out. It's Alone.
They don't wear XFLs.
No, none of these people are chubby. It's called Alone.
Alone. Okay.
And it's on.
Well, after 100 days in the wilderness with no showers, I'd want to be alone too.
There are two women out there that are unbelievable. They're hunters.
Are they strong and like athletes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're
nice
married, you know, they have husbands, and they just...
That was their mistake. That's why they want to be on the show.
Yeah, they want.
I'll take that. I'll take 100 days in the isolated woods.
Yeah, that's what she said. Okay, this is... Oh, we forgot somebody's birthday today.
We did. We forgot a couple of birthdays. It's Meghan Markle's birthday, it's Barack Obama's birthday, but most importantly, it is...
Marsha!
Yay!
It's Marsha's birthday.
Marsha turned 64.
Wait, what's her name?
Maureen McCormick.
You're a crush.
That was my junior high crush.
For those people who don't know who Marsha is,
yeah.
Under 40, Brady Bunch, oldest sister, really annoyingly perfect.
Oh, perfect.
I was a jam.
You were the one saying...
Marsha!
Yep.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say hi to our player today from Norwood. It's Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa. There we go.
So happy.
That's all right. All right, Alyssa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Norwood, and I work in Boston, but as a in a real estate company. But I'm working from home for now until forever because of school.
Until forever, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the chips and salsa at Acapulco's in Norwood. So good.
Me too. Well, I don't like salsa, but I love the chips.
That's so good.
Acapulco?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good tip.
You're right.
Guys, good to know. Okay. All right, you want to see if you're super smart today?
Sure, I'll try.
You know how it works. We're going to ask you 10 questions. You get them all right, give you $1,000, and you go to Acapulco.
Oh, great.
So.
A lot. I could go a lot.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And we're going with. All right, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. Alyssa, here we go.
Dom Perignon invented what?
Champagne.
How many whacks did Lizzie Borden give her father?
Pass.
What is Roger Clemens' nickname?
Pass.
In what state did Barack Obama grow up?
Hawaii.
What town were chocolate chip cookies invented?
Pass.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson just bought what?
Pass.
In 1968, what became a required part of the automobile's safety equipment in the United States?
Emissions standards.
What young author wrote, "In spite of everything, I still believe people are really good at heart"?
Pass.
In the book The Wizard of Oz, what color were Dorothy's slippers?
Ruby slippers, red slippers.
What English Earl's name is now associated with a type of sweater?
Cardigan.
How many whacks did Lizzie Borden give her father?
Seven?
No.
So your mother didn't regale you with that lovely rhyme when you were a little girl, huh?
I guess not.
Do you remember it now, Mia?
Lizzie Borden had an axe, gave her father 40 whacks.
That's
when
it.
She saw what she had done, she gave her mother 41.
That's it.
Lizzie Borden's a real person who lived in Fall River. Today's the day
I know who she is. Yeah. I just didn't know that.
The number of wax.
I just love that your mother was reading that for you.
Night, honey. That's
not. All right, you, Alyssa, you got 3 right. You passed on
God.
A bunch. It's okay. Here's what you missed other than Lizzie Borden.
Roger Clemens' nickname is Rocket.
Rockets.
Barack Obama grew up in Hawaii.
She got that right.
Sorry. Chocolate chip cookies were invented in Whitman.
Mm. Oh, I wanted to say that.
You should have. Yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson just bought the XFL, which is not a t-shirt size. It's an actual football team.
I
hadn't heard that yet.
Oh, we were talking about it this morning.
Yeah, were you not listening to Dirty Laundry?
Right.
I won't shame you.
I got my son ready for camp.
That's
sorry.
Right, yeah. Oh, is he going to camp?
Yeah.
That's great. In 1968, what became a required part of the automobile safety equipment in the United States? The seatbelt. What young author wrote, "In spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart"? Anne Frank. In the book,
amazing,
The Wizard of Oz, the color of Dorothy's slippers in the book were silver.
Trick question.
Yeah.
And she got
you guys are trying to trip me up.
Yeah,
I
LBF.
Know, I'm sorry. I'm a rotten person.
Why are you so mean?
I drown my sorrows with chips and salsa at Acapulco's.
Not today.
I'll still go, probably.
Hey, Alyssa, we got something even better for you. Yeah. Ready? $100 lobster trap gift card.
Oh, great.
Yeah. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, along with this adjoining seafood market. They're open year-round for lunch, dinner, and off-season Sunday brunch. That sounds great. For more info, visit lobstertrap.net. I hope you enjoyed it, in spite of LBF's tough questions today.
Yep. No, it was great. Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Oh, thanks so much. We'll see you around Norwood.
Yep.
Will you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Norwood all the time. I go to TJ Maxx.
She's not going to talk to you.
She is going to talk to me.
You think
talk about ruby slippers.
All right. Bye, Alyssa.
Bye.
She's a sweetheart. That's great. And her son, she's getting him off to school.
I know. Camp
doesn't have time for us. No time for us, riff-raff. Anyway, so if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com. You can put the multiple choice game
up. Yes, I am.
That's always fun.
You can register there, and then you can take the multiple choice, see
and
if you
take
got the
goods.
Heat
from us.
Yep.
See if you're
Yeah, especially you.
Excuse me? When's Brian coming back? Is he up all week? Is he on vacation?
Yep, all week. You're mine.
All mine. All yours just to have fun with. Beautiful. All right, 8:15. And so we got the first three songs, don't forget, in the song Scramble. Your next chance coming up at 10 with Julie Devereaux.
Yeah, so we got three down, two to go. It's exciting.
And $1 million on the line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. Hey, don't forget, there is a tropical storm condition and warning out. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
The name of the tropical storm once again is?
What is it, Bob? It slipped my mind. Hugo?
Can we go with Hugo? ICEAS.
ICEAS.
No, it starts with ECEAS. ECEAS.
We're the worst.
ICEAS. You see us?
It's ISIS. It's that bad.
You know the tropical storm. ECEAS. Coming at you. All right. So anyway, keep that in mind. It's going to get a little bit tropical today, right?
Yeah, well, it's
windy.
Sticky.
Humid.
Maybe I'll have a pina colada.
I think you should.
That sounds like a plan.
Oh, it's you.
If there's a tropical storm, I'm going to have a tropical drink.
Just like that, a pina colada, like the old song.
Oh,
right?
Song. Okay,
no, don't say that.
Well, I just don't like the messaging.
Well, the messaging is, oh, it's you cheating on me?
Yes. Gotcha. Oh, no, it's you cheating on me. We deserve each other.
Exactly. All right, here's what's cool. Do you rinse off your dishes before putting them in the dishwasher? Be honest.
Yeah. Like, I mean, your basic rinse.
Okay, according to experts, don't. Because that could make them wind up less clean. Here's why.
I don't believe this.
Check this out. Most modern dishwashers have sensors that figure out just how dirty the dishes are and then adjust things like water temp and jet pressure.
Who did this study?
Some Australian guy.
No. Is he working for a company called, like, I don't know, Bosch?
I don't know. That's not revealed.
Because my theory is this.
Yeah.
They tell you to do that, but then all that junk gums up the system and it breaks
your
dishwasher, and then you got to buy a new one.
Oh, boy. You are
conspiracy theory.
You are. Wow. Suspicious. So they say go ahead and wipe the food off, but don't rinse because that, again, will screw the sensors up. So scrape, don't rinse. Does that make sense?
Scrape, don't rinse.
There you go.
Good to know.
Sounds fun, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, real appetizing.
There you go. What do you have? What's cool?
I have something awesome, except not really.
Okay.
Zombie cicadas. Have you heard of these?
I have not.
Okay, so all the right. cicadas, they come out like every 13 to 17 years, and this is their year.
Mm.
And because, you know, why not 2020?
It's time.
It's time.
Mm.
So there are these types of cicadas called zombie cicadas that are infected by a psychedelic fungus.
Okay.
They're regular cicadas that are infected by a psychedelic fungus.
But they're zombies.
Similar to hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Wow.
And once that cicada is infected, the insect tries to infect the other cicadas by mating with them.
Mm.
Dirty. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
The good news is that they're not harmful to humans.
They're just zombie cicadas.
But that's what they do.
Wow.
Not
like
sick.
The Walking Dead.
Yes.
The Flying Dead.
Right. We need one of those bats with like the thingamajig around. Did you ever see that show?
Yeah, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like that bat with the horrible...
What was his name? Negan?
I don't know. I didn't want... It was too violent for
me. It was Negan.
I stick to zombie cicadas.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay. These are the top feels. Tell me if you agree or disagree. These are the top five feels, according to a new poll, of the little things that make you happy.
Okay.
By the way, listening to a great radio morning program is on the list.
Really? I wonder what that's like.
Now, hey, help. You can't even hand her the script and she won't stick to it. Good grief. All right, number five, top feels, sitting down, having peace and quiet.
Sitting down is just excellent in and of itself.
And then peace and quiet adds to it. Number four, getting into bed with fresh sheets. I've often said that, now haven't I?
Yes.
If I was rich,
you'd have fresh sheets every
night. Every night.
Hospital corners?
Oh, yeah, tight. Super tight. Love that. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Number three, eating dinner is a top good feel.
Well, yeah. And lunch and breakfast.
Okay,
and
no,
snacks.
That didn't work. Number two, going to sleep is a feel good feeling.
Yep. I really
little
love
thing.
Going to sleep.
Yeah, it's one of the top. It's number two. Number one, little thing that makes us happy is watching TV at night. That's it.
I don't know. TV for me, I think during this pandemic, is kind of like, it's just, that's what you do now.
Mm.
It doesn't give me the feels that it used to.
Yeah, is there a better feel than that?
Well, yes, Bob, but it's after television.
It goes into going to sleep, going to bed. I got it.
Do I need to draw your picture?
Oh, I think you did. Just fine. How is that not on the list? No, okay, fine.
All family right. show?
That's
I don't know.
That's it. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF. Hey, Brian's on vacation. This week he's at the beach. You better be watching the weather because tropical storm conditions today. Likely in a high of 83. Winds up to 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
So it's going to get really breezy. And tonight, tropical storm conditions continue. Windy down to 71. Tomorrow, look for a high near 90 and windy as well. So rain this afternoon, thunderstorms possible.
It's a no skirt, no hat day.
Oh, too bad. It'd be a great skirt day.
No, it wouldn't. They're 30 mile an hour winds, you weirdo.
What do you mean? Do I need to rinse and repeat that?
Jesus.
Well, I just thought it wouldn't be a bad day for that. So we got
that. There's Bob on a windy day around the Pru, waiting for the wind to kick up.
Never.
Hey, go, Bob. Oh,
hey, LBF,
know.
You want to hear? This cracked me up.
Yeah.
These are the top Google searches during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. What happened to COVID 1 through 18? People Google search that.
Oh, really?
Right?
Okay.
How about number three? Why did we ever think Friends was funny?
It's not.
Right? Did you Google that?
No, I didn't Google it. I knew it from the get-go.
Did you Google, does Dr. Deborah Birks wear neck scarves to cover her hickeys?
Is that a Google search?
People actually Google search that. What's the cost of living in New Zealand?
Oh,
people
yeah.
want to move to New Zealand.
Yes.
People want to see Anthony Fauci shirtless. Google that.
I wouldn't mind
no,
that.
No, you would.
Please. I wouldn't mind that. He is very fit. And
he's 79.
Who cares? Why you better be so ageist? He's very smart.
Okay, fine. People also Googled what day is it.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've also Googled how much dumber have I become since watching Tiger King?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have to Google it.
Another one was how many Scrabble points do I get for hydroxychloroquine? Hydroxychloroquine?
How many do you get?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll Google it.
You have to
it.
Google it. And the number one search, who is the best divorce lawyer in my area?
Yeah, because people don't like
that
each other.
That was a Google search. Number one. Yeah.
Spend a lot of time together.
Numero uno. There you go. So you wonder what the answer was for Dr. Burks.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think it was?
I really don't. She doesn't strike me as the type. Fauci, so. Maybe.
Fauci, Hickey, man. Okay. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and Morris and Cheap Trick. It's Bob and LBF. Brian is on vacation this week. We have a gentleman on the phone named Brian, LBF. He's got a question about one of your super smart questions. He thinks you might have had it backwards.
What?
The Lizzie Borden.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Right, Brian?
I was just calling. I think you guys had the Lizzie poem, the Lizzie Borden poem backwards on the Super Smart today.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's LBF. She said Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her father 40 whack, and gave her mother 41. I think the correct way is gave her mother 40, gave her mother 40, and then gave her father 41.
Is that how it works?
So I think he had it backwards, yeah.
I don't know. We need to find out.
I think the father should have died first, so I just...
No, I'm just saying, because...
No, you're right.
I mean, I remember
you're
the poem
right.
from, like, you know, I remember the poem from 20 years ago.
Yeah. I think you're right. It was the mother first.
I could be wrong, but...
Well, we need to
I
find
think it
I'm
was the
find
mother.
Out. Hold on a second.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks. You're right. I'm wrong.
Oh, she whacked mom first.
She whacked mom first. I just get, you know what? I figured out revisionist history. You he should have gone first.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
She was just nagging.
Oh, no. Maybe he was
technically, it was actually her stepmother.
Oh.
It was actually her stepmother.
See?
She was innocent, by the way.
Who? The stepmother?
She was found. Lizzie Borden was found innocent.
Yeah. Boy.
Yes, he was acquitted. He died of pneumonia.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, see, he knows a lot of stuff.
That's good, Brian. Thank you. So, you just had it backwards.
Yeah, you know,
so
it happens.
So, stepmother got it first.
Yep.
Right?
From who knows, but apparently, according to a jury of her peers, not Lizzie Borden. Which just, you know, fake news.
I think that's fake news. Back to yes.
You make a poem up about somebody and, you know,
yeah.
She's guilty.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's why. Are you going to...
You're going to stay at that house? It's a bed and breakfast, you know.
I would have no problem doing that.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
That'd be kind of fun.
You afraid
actually.
Of ghosts?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
My wife is, though. Yeah. So we can't stay.
Oh.
I'd be solo.
You'd have to bring someone else. And then who's getting whacked?
Yeah.
There's been another murder at the Lizzie Borden house. I would totally hide your body for her.
I don't think 40. That'd be a little overkill. You know, just give me one.
Oh, you can boom. Get real angry.
Yes, I think she would.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.